Hello, this is Radio Kate. I have popped down to Salt Dean to see my wonderful granny, who I like to record and share on Audioboo because she's wonderful, and I think it would be selfish of me to just keep her to myself, so I like to share bits of her with you. And we were talking earlier, and she was telling me a bit about a song that I should listen to and think of her when I listen to, but I'm scared that I'm going to forget it. So can you tell me what was the song?
Well, the song is called The People Who Live on the Hill. I think it's sung by Peggy Lee, and it is played quite often on the radio, and it always gives me a rather sentimental feeling, because the last years that I spent with my husband before he died, we lived in a house on the hill overlooking the sea. And although the song isn't all that appropriate, because it talks about the children, the kids growing up and leaving us, and we didn't have the children living with us, they were grown up by that time. But my husband died during the time we lived on the hill, and that song just brings back rather maudlin memories, but happy memories. So that's why I've said to Kate, if she ever hears it, think of me, because I was one of the folks who lived on the hill.
That was quite a steep hill. I remember when the bus would stop at the bottom of the hill, and we used to do these big stomping steps, me and Mum climbing up the hill to come and see you. And you're down on the flat now. How's that changed your life, not being on such a steep hill?
Oh, enormously. There's no way I could climb that hill now. We moved here to Salt Dean in 1975, and when we'd chosen the bungalow, having driven up to look at it, we then tested our ability to climb the hill, and we got up it reasonably easily. But then that was 1975, a long time ago, and there's no way, well, in fact, for a good few years there's been no way I could climb that hill on foot. And after John died, of course, I've moved down onto the level, which is a whole lot easier. And actually, it's rather nicer, because living on a steep hill, people only travel up and down by car, and you're a bit isolated. But here, I live on a main corner, and I see all the world and his wife going by. I know all the dog walkers and all the children going to school and the little babes going to the nursery school and the people going to church and the weddings and the funerals, all visible from my windows. I've become a regular nosy parker.
And you've got two friends that you meet up with for your little tea and sherry afternoon. Well, not always tea and sherry, usually tea. Shouldn't have said that, should I? I like to think of you as the girls. So one of you's just had a birthday and yours is coming up soon. So what's the average age?
Yes. The girls. Yes, we call ourselves the girls, which is a bit hilarious. I am the eldest, I'm proud to say, and I shall be 89 on May the 20th, which is, what, barely a fortnight away. Anne is going to be younger than me until August, when she will catch up with me, and she will be 89. And Maisie is the baby, and she had a birthday today and has temporarily caught up with us because she has reached 88. But of course, I shall gallop ahead of her very quickly, and for another year she'll be the baby of the crowd. We have a very nice relationship. We don't sort of live on top of each other, but we're always there for each other, and we ring up and we check arrangements, and we go out occasionally and have our lunch at the local Rotting Dean pub, which is very nice. We go to WI together, and every weekend, almost every weekend, one or another of us will hold a sort of little informal tea party. Anne and I do a fairly straightforward cup of tea and a biscuit and perhaps the odd bought cake. Occasionally I shake my feathers and make a cake, but not very often. Maisie, of course, is the perfect hostess, and when we go to Maisie, we have tea properly laid out and always something rather splendid to eat. But we go mainly for the company, not for the food.
And you gather at Christmas, don't you? Have quite a special Christmas dinner.
Oh, yes. if we're all here at Christmas, and I'm afraid I've let the side down once or twice by going off to my son Andrew's, but we've have in the past enjoyed Christmas dinner with Anne, and caused some hilarity in the district because we have, for Christmas dinner, had shepherd's pie. And I shall always associate shepherd's pie with Christmas Day now. And it was jolly good too. I'm looking forward to the next one.
Lovely. Thank you, Granny.